So now let's talk in detail about sentiment analysis of profiles and ad campaigns. So what is sentiment analysis? Sentiment analysis of profiles and ad campaigns in social media analytics involves evaluating the sentiment of the user interactions and responses related to the brand's profiling efforts and campaigns. This analysis helps businesses understand how users perceive their brand, products or services. It can provide valuable insights into success of their advertising efforts. So I would want to assess what is the kind of sentiment that is getting attached to the product or my brand that is there. And it could be due to the brand profiling efforts that I'm putting in. It could be the ad campaigns that I'm putting in. It could be a variety of things. At the end of the day, what do people think? Is it to go leaning more towards the positive side or more towards the negative side? Sentiment analysis in social media, all as known as opinion mining, is a process of using natural language processing or NLP and machine learning techniques to determine the sentiment expressed in social media posts, comments, reviews, and other forms of user-generated content. So again, what am I is so a sentiment analysis, I'm basically using a machine learning technique called as natural language processing. What is natural language processing? We have discussed it basically. It's basically how we speak. So the kind of language that we use in our daily lives is what is the machine can process. And based on then, it can, because when I'm talking about in the previous slide, I spoke about opinion mining. So when I'm driving the opinion or getting the opinion, it's going to be in user language, which is natural language. So I have to be able to process. So what will I use it for? Determine what is the sentiment expressed in social media posts, comments, reviews, and other forms of user-generated content. By performing this analysis, business can gauge the overall sentiment of their audience, identify potential issues or opportunities, and make informed decision to optimize their branding and advertising strategies. If I'm going more towards a negative sentiment, why is that? What can I do to drive it more towards a positive sentiment? Do I want to increase the mentions or identify issues? So if it's going towards negative, that's an issue. That is there an opportunity for me to devise a better branding strategy or a marketing strategy and all of that. Performing sentiment analysis of profiles and ad campaigns. So how do I perform it? Data collection, text pre-processing, sentiment classification, and evaluate sentiment. After that, there is more. We are going to discuss it. So data collection. Obviously, first step to performing any sort of analysis is having the right amount of data. So gather all the social media data related to the profiling efforts, such as user mentions, comments, messages. Collect data on user interactions with the ad campaigns, reactions, comments, click-through. So any sort of data that will tell me the sentiment, I want to gather that data. Then now I pre-process the data. That means I clean it. I remove all the noise, special characters, irrelevant information. Tokenize the text. Still, I do not tokenize the text. To a more so basically tokenizing would be also involve dropping out the action words or verbs or articles that are there so that I get more clear text that is there. Sentiment classification. Use machine learning models or sentiment analysis tool to classify each piece of tokenized text, which is positive, negative, or neutral sentiment. And finally, evaluate the sentiment, which is analyze the results of the sentiment classification to understand the overall sentiment of user interactions and related to profiling and ad campaigns. So now let's talk in detail about how do we classify the text or how do we classify the sentiment. So we have sentiment classification. Like I said, it is classifying each mention into positive, negative, or neutral. Can be based on specific keywords, machine learning algorithms. It could be anything. I could even have a dictionary with positive and negative keywords identifying the sentiment. Then I have rule-based classification, which is checking again for negative or positive, within the head to determine the sentiment. Good, excellent, love are considered positive. Bad, hate and disappointing are considered as negative. Machine learning classification. More advanced technique involve training machine learning models on labeled data, data known as with known sentiments. The model learns and then predicts the sentiment of new unlabeled data. Pretty self-explanatory. That's the reason I'm not going into detail over here. Sentiment scoring. Once the sentiment is classified, each mention is assigned a sentiment score. The score can be a numeric ranging from -1 to 1. -1 represents a highly negative, 0 represents neutral, and 1 remains highly positive. Benchmarking. Compare sentiment analysis results with previous time periods or competitors' and efforts to gain deeper insights. So obviously I benchmark and then basically I compare where my results are. I might want to do it with the competitor or I might want to set benchmarks for myself also. Aggregation and visualization. After sentiment scoring, you can aggregate the data and visualize the sentiment analysis results with using charts, graphs, dashboards. These visualizations offer a clear overview of the overall sentiment trend. So ultimately aggregate the data and see it in visual format. And finally, interpretation and action is basically all the visualization that I've done. Understand what is the audience perceiving the brand as. Positive sentiments can be leveraged for marketing and brand promotion, while the negative can help identify areas of for improvement and address customer. Now let's talk about how we do sentiment and analysis for customer service. What is SMA? Now, so we spoke about SMA sometime back, which is social media advertising, which involves analyzing the sentiment expressed by customers in their interaction with a brand's customer service team on social media platform. The goal here is to understand how customers feel about the brand's customer service and identify areas of improvement. This analysis can help businesses provide better support and enhance customer satisfaction. So when I talk about sentiment analysis for customer service, you will always notice that irrespective of where it is, when once a service has been delivered to you, you will get an acknowledge saying that would you rate the service, whether it's a delivery service or an interaction with a online customer service agent. So for us, why do we do this? Because at the end of the day, not only is the benefits of the product important or how well the product is doing, you also need to understand where exactly your customer service is working right, is not working right, and what is going wrong. Because it, even at times when the customer service does not work right, people are going to leave the brand. So you want to ensure that you're giving the best possible customer service. Also, once you take this evaluation, you get a fair eye understanding of what people are feeling. You could identify areas of opportunity, you could identify any issues that are there, and you could work on fixing those. Measuring sentiment analysis for profiles and ad campaigns. How do you measure it? To measure, again, commonly used parameters, like we have discussed earlier, you would need to understand what metrics apply to you or your business objective and what does not apply to you. So we have positive sentiment percentage, the percentage of views classified as being positive. So out of the total sentiments that you have received, how much of the percentage is positive? Similarly, you have negative sentiment percentage, which is how many of those are negative. Then you have neutral, which is how many are neutral. And finally, what is the difference between the positive and negative percentages for you to understand whether your net sentiment score is it more towards the positive side or more towards the negative side. What is the benefits of insights gained from SMA? Increase customer acquisition, protect brand health, lower customer care costs, maximize product launches, boost campaign management, improve crisis management. So increase. So when once I do social media advertising, what do I gain? Customer acquisition, which is at the end of the day, I always want to work on. The first priority is increasing the revenue. Protecting the brand health. How is the brand doing overall is there something that needs to be done to protect the brand image or to increase the in general sentiment of the brand image? How can I lower customer care cost? Is there a value that I can associate with it, or how can I work with it? Maximize product launches, boost campaign management. So, how many products launches, any new products that I can take care of? How do I take care of campaign management? Okay, going back to lower customer care cost, you'll see a lot of websites today or a lot of delivery apps have a chatbot. So simple things like repayment, bad product issues are almost taken care of by the chatbot, and you do not have to get in touch with the customer care executive. So in that case, what happens is I'm reducing the cost of that one executive on the desk who's saying thing, they're either chatting or replying or answering calls. So that way I lower customer care cost. Do I want to maximize or launch a new product? How will the new product work? Boost campaign management, better campaigning, better management of campaigns, improve crisis management. How do I manage my crisis better? Then, social media analysis tools. What are they? Social media intelligence, social media listening, social media monitoring, competitive analysis, and social media sentiment analysis, image analysis. So now let's look at all of these in detail. Let's come to first social media intelligence, which is SMI. What does SMI say? SMI says involves collecting data from various social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and others, and using this data to monitor trends, identify patterns, and gain insights into customer behavior and brand reputation and overall market sentiment. So, again, gathering all the data, and now I'm trying to identify what are the patterns, are there any trends that I need to be aware of, what are the insights that I need to gain, and overall, what is the customer behavior, consumer behavior, what is the reputation of my brand, where what is the market sentiment, and all of those. Subset of what we call as open source intelligence, which is OSINT. What does that mean? Again, collecting data from publicly available sources across the internet. SMI specifically focuses on gleaning information from a social media platform. It analyzes the behavior, interactions, and discussions of internet users on these platforms. So what does SMI talks about is again gathering information, because till I do not gather information from social media platforms, I'm not going to be able to deliver the right analysis. From that, it basically will tell me what is the customer talking about. Again, here we are not also talking, we are basically talking about the internet users. Why? Because this in a way could also give me an opportunity to up my find opportunities that I probably missed, identify issues and all of that. So behavior, interaction, discussions, new products, all of that information will come from me from social media intelligence. What are the elements? Monitoring of multiple social media platforms, intelligence connection, data analysis, actionable insights generation. So, monitoring of multiple social media platforms. Again, what does it mean by monitoring? Collecting, observing the data, understanding what is the target audience interacting with, what do they like, what do they do not like. Intelligence, which brings us to the next point, which is the intelligence collection, which is behavior, trends, sentiment. Again, I analyze it. Why? Because I want to derive insights, and finally, I take actions based on these insights. So, more actionable steps. What is the benefits of social media intelligence? Real-time insights. So, allows you to gain real-time insights into customer behavior, preferences, or opinions. This means you quickly respond to customer needs and adapt to changing market trends, giving you a competitive advantage in your future campaign. So, a very simple example of this would be Towards the beginning of this year, what happened is, I'm sure everyone knows, we had the Maldives comment commenting on some offensive comments or a simple Lakshadweep post page by our PM. So what did we do for that? We basically, most of the websites, couple of websites, closed off the flights. Other websites started offering discounts to visit more India-friendly places. So what are they doing? Is so quick is the adaptation to market trends and opportunities in the market. So this is because we are able to analyze the data in real time. Improved customer engagement. By performing social media, your company can understand the customer's needs and preferences. Like I just discussed, tailor the products and services to meet those needs and significantly improve customer engagement and loyalty. So what will you do is, you'll definitely increase more customer engagement. And yes, if you're giving a very good discount, then you would get more loyalty also, because I would go and say, oh, I got a very good discount from them. Why don't you try it? And why don't you try this promo code that's there? Better decision-making process, valuable insights, SMI about market trends, customer sentiments, and competitive activity. Brand can be more informed decisions about product development, marketing strategy, and overall business operations. This is what we just also spoke about, that the moment I know what is happening in the market, through my insights from social media intelligence, I can make better decisions or work on better strategies. Crisis management. We've been talking about it. Let's see it in detail. Monitor and respond to any negative feedback or criticism in real time. This way you can mitigate potential crisis and protect your brand's reputation. So this is normally what you see. You have a bad experience and you put it on social media and just tag the brand with it. And trust me, you will get a very quick response. They will do whatever they can to pacify you and get you to pull the post down. So what are you doing? You're basically dealing with a probable crisis that would have arisen. Competitive advantage. The collected data used in the right way will help you stay on top of market trends, identify growth opportunities, and adapt quickly to changing market customer needs and preferences. As I said, listening to social media intelligence or deriving insights of social media intelligence ensures that I am able to quickly identify opportunities and build a strategy that will use that opportunity right away. Now let's come to the next point, which is social listening or social media listening. Both are the same. We are just going to call it social listening. Social listening is tracking, analyzing conversations and trends in the social media related to your brand, is learning about your audience, and can be understood as a process of analyzing online conversations about your brand and your industry at large to find out more about your audience. It is a two-step process, which we are going to talk about later. So social listening is what is basically understanding what is the trends that is going on related to your brand. Is there a particular trend maybe the competitors have launched and that you can quickly may take advantage of? So online conversations about brand, about the industry, and all of that. So what are the two-step process? Monitoring social media platform, listening about your brand, product, and your industry, analyzing the data you've collected to gain insights about what the audience fleet, and plan your marketing effort accordingly. What are the benefits? Understand sentiment around your brand. So how do people feel about the brand? Engage with your customers and followers. Example of follower says how he loves your product and asks a question. You can engage with her by responding directly. Customer wants to feel heard on social media. Responding to them in a planned has directly increased your sentiment positively. So when the customer has already been mentioned something or mentioned a comment, even though they are saying you love your problem, ensure that the question is answered. Their sentiment has been responded to correctly so that you are making the customer feel heard and feel welcome why? And in general, what will you feel? I feel special as a customer, and my sentiment goes up positively. Address negative sentiment, definitely do that. When there's an expressed about your brand, social listening can help you understand, pinpoint its cause and address the issue. So addressing the issue is something you will do first, and later you would maybe investigate, pinpoint the cause and find a resolution. Analyzing the competition, this is what I just heard, what people are saying about your competitors' product or service. Increase customer acquisition. Brands and followers include both the existing customers as well as the people who enjoy their content. Using social listening, you can discover the kind of content and followers enjoy and create content that appeals to them and draws their attention to the brand. So you want to continuously keep the customers engaged on your content. So what you'll have to do, you'll have to understand what kind of content is working for the customer, what kind of content is not working, what is appealing to them, what gets them to the brand. And only then, when you have the right kind of content, you will be able to increase your customer acquisition. Increase customer advocacy. This is also very important. Prioritize customers' authentic expressions, sentiments, interests, and opinions. A robust social media listening strategy can help businesses design and market products that truly satisfy our customers' needs and goals. So, if you have the right social media, you can even design new products for the customers. Like I said, I can have a new promo code that is going out. And what will happen? It will help satisfy or I would rather say meet the demand in the market, or you're supplying to the customers' needs and goals. Gathering industry and competitor data from the perspective of your existing and potential customer. Understanding customer experience your product offers. Being able to avoid or mitigate PR crisis. And creating opportunities to collaborate with other brands. So brands which are closely related to yours. You could collaborate with them to give a more better experience to the customer. Now let's come to the next one, which is social media image analysis. Now we are going to talk about, so we earlier spoke about listening. Now we are going to basically talk about the image. So how do you analyze image is also a content that we'll need to talk about. Image analysis in social media analytics involves the examination and interpretation of visual content shared on various social media platforms. Object recognition, image sentiment analysis. Then you have visual trend analysis, image tagging, visual influencer identification, brand logo detection. So first let's understand what all of these features are. Object recognition, detecting and identifying objects, products, logos or faces. Image sentiment, determining the sentiment or emotional tone expressed in images. So understanding at times what an image would be put up about a negative sentiment, about a positive sentiment. So basically trying to understand that through the image. Visual trend, what are the popular trends and themes that are going on social media. Image tagging, adding the relevant tag to the images for better search, for better categorization, so that your brand comes on the top with the relevant tags. Visual influencer identification, identifying influential based on the visual content they share. So is there a particular kind of visual content that you're looking for? Are the influencers who connect with your brand doing those kind of content? And based on that, you might want to identify which individuals do you want to collaborate or influencers you want to collaborate with. Brand logo detection, recognizing and tracking instances of a brand's logo appearing in images. Is it appearing, my logo appearing frequently, not appearing? What kind of images is it appearing in? What I will do in brand logo detection. So how do I now perform image analysis? Again, data collection. So in this case, since we are doing image analysis, we will do image collection. So gathering relevant images from social media platforms using APIs or web scraping tools, pre-processing, cleaning, and formatting images to prepare them for analysis, feature extraction, extracting relevant features from images such as color, texture, shape, and objects present, image classification, which is using machine learning to categorize images into different classes based on their content, sentiment analysis, analyzing the image's visual elements to determine the sentiment and emotional tone conveyed. Then you have data visualization, which is representing the results visually through graphs, charts, and dashboards. So the same thing, we talk about image collection, then we talk about pre-processing, we talk about cleaning and formatting of images like we do for data. In this case, we have two critical things that we need to do. Is feature extraction, that means only selecting the features that are relevant, like maybe I want to go for a particular color or a texture or a shape or objects that are there. Image classification, that means I basically now categorize into different classes that I have. But I will also do something called a sentiment analysis to understand the sentiment or the tone that is being conveyed. It could be through your target audience or done by you on the social media platform. And finally, we talk about presenting all the information we've gathered and analyzed through graphs, charts, and dashboards. Technologies used in image analysis. So what technologies will we use? Machine learning libraries, which is TensorFlow, Keras, and PyTorch. These libraries are specific for training image recognition models. So you have to understand what library you need to use if you're using Python. Then you need computer vision APIs, which is Google Vision AI, Microsoft Azure Cognitive Services, and IBM Watson. So these will allow you to perform any task related to image analysis. Platforms, Clarify, Amazon, Recognition offer image analysis capabilities tailored to social media analytics. So now these are specific platforms. When it comes to computer vision APIs, I can take it from Microsoft, Google, or IBM. And finally, open source tools, which is OpenCV, is directly used for computer vision library for image processing. CV basically stands for computer vision. Use cases of social media analytics. Audience insight, understanding the demographic interest and behaviors of the target audience, identifying influencers and brand advocates, competitor analysis, monitoring competitors, social media activities and performance, comparing brand performance use against competitors. So we've spoken about all of this during the earlier bits of things. Campaign performance, evaluating the effectiveness of marketing campaigns, measuring ROI on social media and advertising. Then we come to sentiment analysis, which is gauging public sentiment towards a brand or specific topic, monitoring customer satisfaction and feedback. Crisis management, identifying potential PR crisis and managing reputation, responding to negative sentiment and feedback. Content strategy, what kind of content do you want to put up, so analyzing performance of different types of content, identifying popular topics and content formats. Influencer marketing, which is assessing the impact and reach of influencer partnership and measuring the ROI of influencer campaigns. Okay, a very important part is understanding what are the legal and ethical considerations of social media analytics. Why are we talking about that? Because when we come to social media analytics, we are gathering a lot of data that could have PII, a lot of data which is related to personal and across the world, across the globe. There are multiple acts that are in play for data protection. So you have to ensure that your analysis or collecting of data meets those data protection guidelines, otherwise the fines are very heavy in all of these cases. So what are the legal, So we are going to talk about legal, ethical, and all of those. So from a legal perspective, like I just, a lot of data protection privacy laws. So we have GDPR, which is General Data Protection Regulation, which is more for the European Union. The California Consumer Privacy Act for USA. You also have the Data Protection Act, and you have now the Personal Data Protection Act in India. So explicit consent from users before collecting and processing their data. So even when you see on websites which have cookies enabled now, you will give a message saying, do you want to accept all cookies, or do you want to customize the cookies that are shared with the website? Why? Because cookies contain information about your IP address, your personal user login, username. So a lot of personal information is included in the cookies. So what is the ethical bit of things say? Even if consent is not explicitly required by law and jurisdiction, it is technically essential to be transparent about the data collection and obtain users' informed consent. Users have the right to know how their data will be used and have the option to opt out if they do not wish to participate. You have to give the user or your target audience the option of not taking part if they do not want to share their personal information. Legal, so often involves analyzing sharing content. Organization must respect IPR, which is intellectual property rights, such as copyright, trademarks, and should not use users' content without the user or proper attribution. So even if you're using the content, most of the times when you use it from a stock image or anything, or you use it from somebody's website, you basically mention where you have got the content from and give credit to the relevant person. Ethically, organizations should give credit to content creators and avoid using their work for commercial gain without permission. So you definitely want to do that. Social listening and user privacy. Again, social listening involves monitoring conversations, mention of brands, products, which we've just discussed, or keywords on social media. While publicly available posts can generally be monitored, private or restricted content should not be accessed without proper authorization. Again, it all legal always comes down to getting the permission from the user. Ethical, if content is publicly available, consent should be respect of user privacy and refrain from tracking individuals or engaging in intrusive practices. Fair use and attribution. What does the legal bit of it say? SMA may involve the use of third-party data content for research analysis and reporting purposes. So we've spoken about all the types of content in one of the chapters. So you can go back to that. Organization should adhere to fair use guidelines, which allow for limited use of copyrighted material for specifics such as criticism, commentary, news reporting, or research. So you want to use the copyrighted material only for a specific time or for a specific reason. Ethically, organizations should always give proper attribution to the original sources they use, even under fair use. So that is what I spoke about some time back. Transparency, legal, organization engaging in SMA should be transparent about their data practices and should not engage in deceptive or fraudulent practices. Ethical, demand honesty in reporting SMA findings and insights without manipulation of data to present a false image. Competitor monitoring, again legally, is generally legal as long as it involves publicly available information and does not involve hacking on unauthorized access. That is obviously illegal. Ethically, organizations should avoid unethical practices such as spreading misinformation or launching negative campaigns against competitors. You do not want to do that. Social media engagement and responsiveness. Ethical social media engagement should be respectful and responsive to users' comments, inquiries, and feedback. Practical example, using SMA to track user comments should promptly and courteously address concerns and inquiries that what we mentioned also.